Thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my sheep. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldst. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Amen. I tell you, folks, we need to go while we can. Jesus said, the time will come, they'll take you where you don't want to go. Huh? The time will come when others will take you where you don't want to go. Amen. We need to serve God while you're in your right mind. Huh? You'll be little worth to God or men laying in a lonely old folks home hallucinating and talking to the wall and can't even walk across the floor. Hey? Sometimes men and women are forgotten in old age because they forgot God in their youth. You reap what you sow. Serve God in middle age with all your perks and affluence, prosperity, possessions, and plenty. What good is money and possessions and good food and fine clothes while you lay in your hospital gown and pick at your jello, hating even the smell of food and drink while you wait for your chemo? We better go while we can, don't you think? Praise God. If we want God's grace in those times, we need to be up and doing, up and about the Father's business. Amen? Run for God while you can. Then God will run for you and send angels on errands for you when you can't. Well, glory to God. Serve God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, while you have them. While you got a good heart, strong soul, good mind, some strength. Amen. Lest you be abandoned by God and angels and delivering prophets on a forgotten side road, on a dark alley, not knowing who you are and where you are, and you question to your own children, do I know you? Alzheimer's. We better go while we can, don't you think? We better serve God while we can. Brother Spicer was here about every service last week with his wife. She has Alzheimer's. She's got to be pointed every direction, led everywhere she goes. But he brought her to church. That's a good place to bring her. We better go while we can. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what you better do. You better keep your family and your children in church. The right church. The uncompromising church. Hey, the church that teaches separation from the world unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep your family and children in church the right one. Be faithful without guile or hypocrisy. Guile, that's deception. Hypocrisy, how many know what hypocrisy is? Putting on an act. That's making folks, trying to make folks think you're something you're not. Huh? Amen. Hey, without guile or hypocrisy, and you've got a chance. Amen. That your children will not be unfaithful when they come into their own. Amen. Don't feel bad if your children are backslid. If you've been faithful to God, they'll come back to it after a while. They'll want it after a while. Praise God. Well, I believe I'll go to church while I have a chance. I believe I'll go to church while I have a chance. I believe I'll go to church while I have a chance. Because I may not have a chance anymore. Things can change quick. We need to go while we got a chance. Praise God. I believe I'll preach the word while I have a chance. Amen. All over this valley with good jobs and plenty of money, we got preachers that's waiting until they retire to do something for God. Huh? Amen. They got plenty of faith. They got so much faith, man, they'll challenge you with their faith, but they ain't got faith to leave that good job and trust God and preach the gospel. Huh? Come on, you sharp cookies. Come on, you great thinkers. Come on, you macho athletic specimens of youth and vigor. Come on, all you with such great ideas of how to do it. How the preacher ought to do it. Demonstrate how to do it. Leave all. Live by faith. A lifetime volunteer with no income security. Hallelujah. That's living by faith, folks. Preach the gospel every night and twice on Sunday. Woo! Make all the payments. Living on a shoestring. That's the life of faith, folks. Hallelujah. And smile all the time while you do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't see how you can smile. We haven't got anything to eat in the cupboard. I haven't got enough ingredients for the recipe. I've been in preacher's house like that, where the girls in the preacher's house decide they'd bake a cake or do something special, and they looked around and didn't have enough ingredients for the recipe and didn't have any money to go to the store and buy it, and they couldn't fix it. Amen. Hey, that's living by faith. Virgil Waterman and Omer Waterman walking along the road, a railroad track as it was. They had one dime between them. And they wondered how they was going to spend it to get the most to eat for a small amount. And they decided as they walked along the railroad track back then 50 years ago, you could buy a loaf of bread for a dime. They decided to buy a loaf of bread and divide it between them. And that's what they'd eat. Come on, show us how it's done. Praise God. Come on, you preacher critics. Hallelujah. You drive from your air-conditioned home and your air-conditioned Cadillac to an air-conditioned church and go to work and don't care whether you come back to church for a week or care whether you serve God the rest of the week or not. Come on, you preacher critics. Show us how it's done. Amen. There's a bunch of them sitting around. And right in Pentecostal churches too. Hey, they know just how it ought to be done, but they can't demonstrate it. They know just how the preacher ought to do it, but they can't produce it. come on. Hallelujah.
Peter, he had just swam to shore and had breakfast with Jesus. Amen. And you know what Peter done? He said, boys, we ain't got enough money to pay the bills. We ain't got enough money to buy us anything to eat. I've still got this old boat out here and this old net we mended 3 years ago. Let's try it out. I'm going fishing. I know I can fish. It's good to have a good trade when you go out to live by faith. Praise God. And Peter said, I'm going fishing. His buddy said, we're going too. And they all went fishing. And fished all night. Didn't catch anything. Boy, that's hard on a preacher that hasn't done any hard work. And fishing in the way they did it and pulling them nets was hard work. Strenuous work. Amen. Peter had his outer garment off. Amen. Just had his tunic on probably. And, amen. They was pulling at those hard nets, trying to get enough to buy a loaf of bread, maybe. Trying to get enough fish for some food. And Jesus stood on the shore and said, brethren, have you got anything to eat? They said, not yet. He said, well, said, cast your net on the right side and you'll find plenty. And so they did. I mean, you fish all night, you'll take anything on a lurch. And they cast their net on the right side, praise God, and they hit the fish. I'm talking about pay dirt, brother. 153 fish, and that old net didn't break. Amen. They started dragging that net to shore, and I preached that message a few years ago on count the fish and come and dine. Praise God. Jesus can make a way for us. I said Jesus can make a way for us. Hallelujah. You think Brother Collins ought to quit my job and go out by faith? If you're called, you ought to. Amen. If you ain't called, shut up. Praise God. Put up or shut up. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, praise God. Demonstrate how it's done. Bless God, sit around and criticize the pastor. Sit around and sour up on the preacher. Amen. Sit around with your foot on the brake for 20 years until you can smell a rubber ever service. Amen. Hey, quit that good job and show us how it's done. Show us how to win friends and influence people. Preach wholeness and get enough offering to live on same time. Amen. See, if you preach wholeness, you make the folks that's got the most money mad because they love the world the most. They got a little money, and they got a car, and they got a pretty good house, and they got every gadget and gimmick in the world. Amen. And they've just got to find someplace else to go and somewhere else to spend it. And you can't count on them in church. About the time you get in a real good hard battle, they're gone. Amen. Can't count on. Hallelujah. Shane was talking about calling people. Hey, nowadays you don't know why they're gone. You don't know whether they're mad at you or mad at their wife or mad at their mother-in-law or mad at somebody else. Amen. Nowadays, you don't know whether they've had it out with their neighbor or whether they're mad at you because you said something, did something. Amen. And you're almost ashamed to call. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I tell you what we better do. We better go while we can. We better be faithful to God while we can. Praise God. Pretty soon, somebody's going to put a gown on us that goes on backwards without anything under it and nothing on the back. Amen. We're going to be laying in a hospital bill and can't get up, walk across bed and can't get up and walk across the floor. Amen. And no way to pay it. Praise God. And sometimes men and women are forgotten in old age. Because they forgot God when they was young. They forgot God when they had plenty. Amen. Ah, glory. We better go for God while we can. Amen. We better run for God while we can. We better sow abundantly the right things
good seed. And then we'll reap good things. If we sow the right thing, we'll reap the right thing. It's an unalterable, timeless, unchangeable law of God. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. And so if we sow the right thing, we'll reap right things. If we serve and honor God with our substance, what is our substance? Amen. That's tithes, offering, alms, in short, money. Amen. Because after the state gets done with your little wad, neither your wife's second husband or your son's fourth wife or your daughter's live-in are going to have much. You're quiet on me. We reap all kinds of things when we don't sow the right thing. Huh? If we sow the right thing, praise God. All we save, all we really save, is what we give to God. That's it. The rest is lost to thieves, rust, moths, time, and inflation. Come on. Well, you can save money in 10 years. Inflation takes a big part of it. It won't buy as much as it used to. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. Right now, while you're in your right mind and got two good legs and you can walk and go to the house of God and serve God, hey, you can determine where it ends up. Either among the thieves, the moths, the rust, or inflation, or whether it's laid up in heaven for us in the sweet by and by. Hallelujah. Fellow dreamed he went to heaven. When he got up there, he had an old half-finished shack. Amen. And he said, where's my mansion that they sung about? And the Lord said, that's all the material you sent up. Jesus said, sell that you have. Amen. And give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Well, praise God. Do we believe it, or do we believe it? Amen. I sometimes wonder, we squeeze old George till he hollers. Amen. We hang on. We hate to see an offering. Hey, an offering in a church is a privilege. That's a chance to lay something up in heaven. All you're going to have in the sweet by and by is what you give to God. That you squandered on yourself is lost. Amen. Well, I got one of my many suits the other day to put it on, and the moths would eat holes in it. Went out and got one of my trousers, summer pair of trousers, to put on the other day, and the moths would eat a hole in the leg. Hey. Amen. It's better to do your best for God while you can, because tomorrow it'll be too late. Amen. Praise God. Do it while you can. Go while you can. Give while you can. Serve while you can. Be faithful to God while you can. Pray while you can. Lay out the good harvest while you can. Because someday your children are going to vote against you. Amen. Hey, some folks still heartbroken because they can't vote on the preacher every year here. I'll tell you what's going to happen to them. Their kids are going to vote against them one of these days real soon. And against their will are going to send them to that that fancy-named poorhouse. I don't care what you call it. They used to call it the poorhouse. Amen. I don't care whether you call it the retirement center, whatever, you smell just like poorhouse you smell to me. Amen. Hey, amen. Some of these days, you that want to vote on the preacher every year, amen, and change preacher to feel like that's a problem, you need a new face and a new scene behind the pulpit, your kids is going to vote on you. Won't be long.
Hey, we better go while we can. We better do while we can. We better cast our vote for the thing that's right while we got our right mind. Because tomorrow, if you can understand anything or hear anything, you hear your kids talking behind the door. Well, I tell you, I'm not able to leave my family and take care of him. Amen. Yeah, my brother said, concerning my dad, said, yeah, come back down here and it'll fall on me. And so he wouldn't hardly go out there. You know what's wrong with my brother today? You know one of the reasons my brother's backslid today after my dad committed suicide? I heard him tell somebody he feels guilty. He feels guilty. He didn't want old dad. Huh? He didn't want old dad. Amen. And dad knew that he wasn't wanted either. That's why I left that note behind. My mind's wore out, my body's wore out, and I can't keep up in the world anymore. I knew what dad wanted to do. He wanted to live at Carl's house and Carl take care of him. The only trouble with dad is, amen, he wanted to run things wherever he happened to be. He wanted to give advice on how to do things around the house, where to set the fan, how high to turn the air condition, and what to eat. And they didn't want it. Amen. You know, we'd like our preacher better a lot of times if he just didn't tell us how to live, what we need to get rid of around the house, and how we need to dress, and how we need to not cut her hair, and how we need to comb it. Amen. Hey, we'd like him okay if he just didn't give so much advice. Okay, your kid's going to vote on you after a while. Hear him talking behind the door. I can't take care of it. I live too far away. I can't take care of it. And a fine voice or two chimes in, the girls, well, I can't take care of it. My husband doesn't want him. And then they vote. Well, I'll tell you what we'll have to do. We'll just have to sign the old place away. That's the house that he spent his time in. That's the place that he had to stay with and didn't have time to go to church. That's the place that he sat on the porch while others went to church and let him walk in front of me. Amen. My dad, the last time I went to church, I said, Dad, come go to church with me. I said, I don't feel like getting all tagged out to go to church tonight. We tagged him out with his best suit and his best shirt. We rolled him in one last time. And Brother Charles Barnett did a heroic job of trying to give my poor old dad a chance. I hope he prayed. I hope he called on the Lord. I hope he made grand entrance like the dying thief. But I won't tell you what, folks, we better serve God while we got a chance. Tomorrow it'll be too late. We better go to church. We better go to revival. We better give it all we got while we got a chance. I mean, we need to go out of our way to be faithful to God. Because God is mighty busy in His heaven. And to hear the prayer of one little old man is going out of His way. He's got to take time in a million trillion requests to hear yours. If you're too busy to serve God, He'll be too busy answering other people's prayers to hear your cry. He said, they'll cry and I'll not answer. They'll call and I won't hear them. Amen. I'll mock at your calamity, He said. I'll laugh when your fear cometh. Amen. We better serve God no matter what it costs while we got a chance, because we're soon running out of chances. I'm soon running out of chances. Praise God. Not many more chances. I'm 64 years old. Amen. If I lived as long as Brother Burns' cousin down there at Hazard that came to my revival every night except one. Amen. He was 93 years old. That gave me courage. Amen. That means I've got 30 more years to serve God if I make it as long as he did. Praise God. 30 more years. Praise God. Hey, he couldn't drive anymore, but his daughter drove him. When he got to where he couldn't drive and he couldn't see to drive, his daughter took him to church. If we got a zeal to go to church, when it comes a time we can't drive, somebody will take us. Somebody will help us. Somebody will come to the rescue. Amen. God may have to give us a whole bunch of sons and daughters in church, but they'll do it. Let's come around the altar and let's pray while we can. Let's seek God while we can. Let's cry out to God while we got a voice.